Gina Gold is the president of MySci, and Ray Legere is sitting next to her, and he is the, you're the co-chair of the board of trustees.
Yeah, I am.
You keep him busy?
A little bit.
Yeah, you do try.
Just a little bit.
But we're going to be talking in this segment about wolf to woof. Mm-hmm. So, woof, woof.
And where are you going? Tell us where you're going. Don't be shy.
Well, I'm going to Albany because I've been awarded something or other.
What is it? Don't be bashful. I don't know.
Well,
I didn't win, so.
You will in a few more years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give it a couple of years.
Yeah. Schenectady County's Older American of the Year.
Congratulations. There you go. Okay. Take it away. All right. Gina and Ray, welcome. Gina, tell us about what is Wolf to Woof.
It's really the story about how domestic dogs, Canis familiaris, evolved from the gray wolf.
Canis familiaris.
That's the species name.
Wow.
Of our domestic dog.
Can you spell that?
Yes, I can.
No, not at all. Tell us about the exhibit. What's involved?
Well, there's lots of hands-on activities for kids, but it really takes you through the process of how wolves actually followed early hominids around, human beings, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. they're not Homo sapiens yet, mm-hmm. and how they followed them around and the relationship that developed between the two species and how they physically changed.
And who came up with this idea for this
exhibition?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, the exhibition was produced by the LA County Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So it's here at MySci for 3 months, and we have a number of activities surrounding that, as well as a lecture series.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited. We think it's a very family-friendly exhibit, and me as a paleontologist and an evolutionary biologist, I just find the topic fascinating.
Are dogs welcome?
Oh, yes. We're a dog-friendly.
Are you? Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. Especially upstairs. We always have dogs upstairs.
All right. And Ray, why are you here?
That's a good question.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a very good question. I'm the co-chair of the Board of Trustees with Brad Lewis, mm-hmm. And I can't say how excited I am that we have a brand new system in place. And with Gina on board, she brought a new life to the museum, which really gave us the opportunity to expand. A lot of changes are happening. Mm-hmm. The museum's been around since the 60s, mm-hmm. and the transformation, not only physically, but internally, with our staff, with our direction, and our exhibits. It's an exciting place to be right now, so mm-hmm. I'm kind of honored to be here at this point in time.
Is the exhibition the only thing going on at MySci right now, or can people do other things?
Oh, they can do other things. It's only mm-hmm. going to take up one half of the exhibit space, mm-hmm. and then we have weekend activities. We have a Bubble Fest coming up. And we have other, you can log onto our website and see all the mm-hmm. other activities. And like I said, there's 3 lecture series. I'm giving the first one on the evolution of all dogs from starting about mm-hmm. 25 million years ago. Yeah. And then we have the Wolf Conservation Center folks coming up from Westchester to talk about what's happening with gray wolves mm-hmm. in North America. And then the last lecture series, which I'm also very excited about, is the Animal Protection Foundation are coming to talk about what's happening with dogs in shelters.
Oh, right.
And
right.
it's all actually good news.
Is it?
It's excellent news. It turns out in the past 10 years with spaying and neutering and training, 90% of the dogs that are in shelters in this country end up in forever homes.
Really?
That's fantastic news.
Absolutely. I know Ann has the shelter on quite often on the show.
Yeah,
here.
They're amazing.
Yeah. Do you have dogs yourself?
I have 3 dogs. I'm down from 6.
Uh-huh.
That was
a lot.
Six.
From 6.
That's not a problem.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
You're going in the right direction.
Yeah. No, it depends on who you ask.
Right. What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a Catahoula, which is the oldest breed of dog in North America, a Blue Heeler, which is a cattle dog, and a Florida Beagle.
I have no idea what any of those dogs look like. That's amazing.
They were all on the side of the road. I picked them up on the side of the road.
Wow. Ray, do you have dogs?
No, I have grand dogs.
Grand dogs.
Yeah.
So you babysit every once in a while?
No. I do. I do, all too frequently.
I'm looking at the list of things that are going on at this event here. Howling areas. What is a howling area?
Well, that's one of the things that actually wolves do, mm-hmm. is they communicate through howling, and some dog breeds of dogs do the same thing, such as beagles and hunting dogs. They have a very particular function in their larynx that only they have, where they can throw back their head and actually let out this sound.
You might not be aware of this, but Leo is a competitive howler.
I
would you like to give us an
no,
example?
No, I won't. I a little scratchy this morning.
Oh, okay.
But,
okay.
So I read that as at the my the exhibition there would be an area where people could howl.
Absolutely.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Howling area. Okay.
Right. We're going to train you to howl.
Wow.
So you can compete with the coyotes.
I'm a better yodeler than a howler. So.
I'll take either.
Okay. I can't do the rest.
Okay.
Oh. And a dog nose sniff test.
Mm. Right, well, to understand how dogs use their nose, right, because dogs can smell anything from bed bugs to cancer to...
That is amazing, yeah.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
And so they demonstrate how the senses in the nose are very different from humans.
And they'll have, people can actually smell
yes.
different things? Okay.
And some of them will surprise you.
Yeah, sure, and search and rescue scenarios. Will you let people hide and have the dogs find them? Is that what that's going to be like? Or?
That may be.
That was a good idea, right?
It's kind of like
that's
the
a very good idea.
It's like the $20.
We'll start with you.
That's right. Perfect. 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 I'll bring a shirt and see if they can find me. That would
right.
be fun. Fun exhibit. You mentioned your website. What's your website address?
www.misci.org.
And the hours of the exhibition?
It's from 10 to 5 o'clock, Tuesday through Saturday, and on Sunday, 12 to 5.
Okay. And what's the address? Where is it?
15 Knott Terrace Heights, Schenectady.
And how long have you been the president?
Well, long enough to pay Ray to say such lovely things
right?
about me. I've been the president since, for about 16 months now.
And do you have something on the schedule for after this?
Yes. Yeah, so the next exhibit we're... yeah, we have an exhibit coming up every 3.5 months. The next exhibit we're curating ourselves from our collections, and it's called The Art and Science of Cooking, and it's a very interesting exhibition, and I hope people will come.
And
we would be remiss if we didn't thank some of the folks that have made the Wolf to Woof possible.
Absolutely.
Right, because all of these exhibitions require sponsorship, so we'd like to thank Neil and Jane Golub, and we'd like to thank the Turbine Services, the Riggy family, and we'd like to thank Head and Tail Pet Wellness Center, and also the Animal Protection Foundation for their sponsorship and support.
Mrs. Riggy has a lot of dogs.
Mrs. Riggy loves dogs.
30 does she have, I think? I heard. I
wonder how many pounds of dogs she has.
How many pounds of dogs?
Yeah,
1 pound each, maybe. Are they?
They're like ten.
Are they 10 pounds each?
Probably. Yeah.
Have you done your own genetic research? You've done apparently genetic research on other things.
I've done genetic research on hedgehogs. They're just slightly different.
You haven't done the 23andMe or whatever.
No, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Just where you're from. I understand the health thing.
I'm from Long Island.
Okay.
I don't think that'll show up on this test. It might though.
You've lost the accent, which is.
My mother slapped it out of me.
Oh no. Well, thank you very much for joining me today. I hope it wasn't too painful Ann not here. And folks, during the 3 month stay, be sure to head on out to MySci and take a look at Wolf to Woof. Thank you.
Thank you.